Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to sum up chapter number 5 of Reality Transurfing, steps 1 to 5, the induced transition. Do not absorb negative information. We have arrived to the end of chapter number 5. Over the past 5 episodes, we've discussed several topics according to chapter number 5, but in this episode I would like to give you an overview of chapter number 5 and the main ideas and takeaways, so you can remember and stick to this concept for the long run. Chapter number 5 is about negative information and the influence it has in your life. The moment you start acquiring or absorbing negative information, you start attuning your life, attuning your vibration into negative frequencies. So things like whining or complaining or focusing on the negative side of everything, or just looking for the bad things on people, the bad things on everything, it's gonna give us the same thing, negative outcomes. So the core idea of transurfing is that you have to be aware what information you absorb. You gotta be aware of the environment you surround yourself in. So according to the principle of transurfing, the alternative space has everything for everybody. In one sector, the colors of life have become gray, while another life remains as bright as cherry as it always was. So if you focus on the positive, and this is not just like about positivity, it's about the tension, to where you put your awareness into. So for example, discontentment and whining become a moving force that pushes a person onto unsuccessful lifelines. So the moment you go around life and you start focusing on the negative things, and you complain and you whine and you say, all right, this is not gonna work, or you are very, you know, negative about everything, that's exactly what you're gonna get. As I said earlier, you are tuning yourself, tuning your vibration into these frequencies. So the more we complain, the worse things are as a result, right? So you have to be aware of this. So first things first, you have to learn and become aware of what information you put into your mind. Your thoughts are frequencies. Remember that. Your thoughts are frequencies that are going to influence your reality. All right? So when you do this, you create excess potential. When you start complaining, when you start whining, when you start looking at the negative side of everything, you know, firstly, the excess potential created by your discontent turns balance forces against you. Second of all, your discontent serves as a channel through which a pendulum being can draw on your energy. And thirdly, radiating negative energy, you shift onto lifelines of a corresponding vibration. One thing we have to note here is the habit of reacting negatively is so deep-seated into human beings, right? We are kind of like wired to see the negative of everything. That's kind of like the pattern that we are accustomed to, because we are used to, because since ancient times, we tried to survive in the past, right? And in order for us to survive, we tried to spot all the threats in our environment. That's why our brain, our brain has evolved millions and millions of years. Like, as I said, in the past with cavemen, you can say there were so many threats, so you have to be aware of all the negative things that might threat your life. But not anymore. Here, in this reality, if you want to turn your life into a life that you really love and you really and you are really happy with this life, you need to start focusing on the positive side of everything, and you need to start looking at the bright side of everything and becoming optimistic. You know, this is part of reality transurfing. You need to be aware. That's the first thing. Become aware of your surroundings. Nowadays, I've mentioned when we discussed chapter 5 in the past episodes, that nowadays we are surrounded by so much negative information. You open up Facebook, you start scrolling down, and you see so many negative news. This person, this woman got raped. This catastrophe, this earthquake happened here and there. This many people died. This person got murdered and stuff like that. And you start reading into these stories, and then you kind of like absorb those informations. And according to reality transurfing, the moment you absorb this information, that's one thing. But the moment you start talking about these ideas, about this news, negative news to with your family, with your friends, you create energy corresponding to that frequency. Let me explain that to you. Like, one thing is becoming an observer. Okay, let's say you saw that this person, this woman, got raped, like in a different country, and this is a very sad story, and you feel sad, and you feel like omnipotent because you cannot do anything about it. And then one thing is becoming an observer. You are an observer, right? But according to transurfing, the moment you start talking about this story, the moment you start complaining about this story, you become a participant because you are sharing this information. You verbally are sharing the information, the story or whatever with your family, with your friends. All right. So you become a participant. You radiate energy in this frequency. And it's very, very likely that something similar is going to happen to your life. The more you absorb this negative information, the more you wire your brain into this kind of experiences. And you don't want to have this kind of experiences. So that's why you have to be very careful. People say that nowadays, if you want to be updated, if you are smart, you have to be updated with the latest news. You have to watch the news. You have to read the news and everything. But if you realize, if you become aware, you will see that 80 to 95% of the news you watch on TV or the or the stories you read on Facebook or any other social media platform are negative, are things that did not add value to your life, that make you think negatively. Become aware of that. So try, as we started this chapter, we said, like, do not absorb negative information. This is a transurfing rule. So you have to prevent yourself from this negative information, these negative events, because you don't want to radiate this kind of energy into your environment. That's the first thing. So the best thing to avoid this kind of negative energy is to ignore the pendulums around. Do not absorb negative information. Close down your Facebook account. Do not watch the news. Protect your brain. Protect your thoughts. Your thoughts are energy that are going to influence your reality. So do not complain. Do not whine about anything. Try to look at the best side, the positive side on everything, and you'll see how your life is going to change. So every individual is attuned to their own sector in the alternative space, and so everyone lives in their own personal world. The more a person readily expresses their discontent, emanating large quantities of negative energy, the more strongly the tendency for the quality of their life to deteriorate is consolidated. So again, we go back to the same principle. Do not complain. Do not look at the negative side. If something bad happens to you, ignore it and try to look out for the good side, for the good things. There is always something good that you can take out of any situation, something that you can be grateful for. Remember, sometimes because we are not aware, we kind of like don't see all the blessings we have in our life. The sole fact that you have your health, that you are alive, that you got your family, your friends, your children, whoever. It's a valuable gift. And sometimes we go around in the street and we have this argument with a person and like a small argument or with a colleague or someone at work, you know, and then we think we ruin our day. But why? Right? Try to ignore negative pendulums. Do not give your energy away. So do not complain. When you complain, you create excess potential. And you know by now how excess potential can affect your reality according to reality transurfing. So the human physique works in such a way that it reacts most strongly to negative irritants such as unwanted information, hostility, danger, or any other form of negative energy. Of course, positive influences can also steer strong emotions, but the intensity and force of emotions like fear and rage by far outweigh those of joy and happiness. And I just read that quote. So again, as I said, the human beings, we have this tendency to react to negative information more. So one little exercise you can do every day, it's like, instead, when, if something bad happens to you, into your life, something bad happens to you, don't go around and tell everyone how you have this bad experience, right? Just forget it, drop it, do not think about it, do not tell anyone about it, right? But on the other hand, if something positive happened, even though it's something so small, right? Something so small, if something good happened to you, tell everyone. Go to your house and tell your family, spread positivity. You know, you create this environment of positivism, of positivity. So it's very, very important that you don't spread the negative, but you do express the positive things that happen in your life. Another topic of chapter number 5 is poverty. And when it comes to money, transurfing has a very unique approach. First of all, you have to respect money, but you do not have to be attached to money. It's kind of like you have to get into the character in your life that, for example, if you feel uncomfortable by being surrounded by wealth, you will never be wealthy. So there is a huge difference between wanting and being ready to become. So if you want something to be part of your reality, according to transurfing, you need to make it part of your current life. You have to respect money. You have to tune yourself into money energy, abundance energy. So if, for example, you are surrounded by wealth or you see an exotic, amazing, expensive car in the street, on the street, and then you look back to see it and you are amazed and you feel like, oh my gosh, you put it on a pedestal. And this happens to everything, not just to cars, to everything. You put it on a pedestal. What you're doing is you're creating detachment from you, your reality, and that reality, right? You look back to the car, you look back to see the beautiful girl, you look back to see the huge mansion, and you create this detachment, this separation between you and that thing. And in later episodes, we're going to dive deeper into the money topic. But for now, you have to understand that when it comes to money, when it comes to if you want to avoid poverty, first of all, you have to respect money, right? Do not get too attached to it. If you go to the supermarket and you want to buy something, buy it. If you don't have money that moment, you just postpone it for later. But you do not create excess potential. And again, this is kind of like a more in-depth topic that we're going to tap into later. But for now, what I want to do is that I want to give you the idea, the hint that if money for you is something unattainable, or for you, like having this amazing, luxurious lifestyle is so separate from your current reality, you will see that you will never achieve that kind of wealth level. So for now, just for the sake of this summary, I just want to leave you with the idea that you have to start get familiarized with money, with wealth, with abundance. And if you keep repeating this, like you do this consistently, you kind of like reprogram your brain and your subconscious to this new reality where if you see something that you like, something expensive, you truly, truly believe that you deserve it, that it's, you can have it. And you will see how your life is going to change when you are, once you start applying this kind of concepts. Transurfing has many, many of insane concepts that's going to change your life dramatically. But for now, again, just for the sake of this summary, when it comes to poverty, when it comes to money, just flow with it. Respect money. Welcome money when it comes, but do not get attached to it when it goes. Okay? So that's very, very important. Get familiarized with wealth, wealthness, with your environment. When you see something expensive, let's say, don't put it on a pedestal. Not just expensive, but something that for you, you might think is unattainable. Don't think about that. And this is a process. You do this, you change your life, you change your mind, you change your reality by what you do consistently on a daily basis. So if you see a fancy car, a car you like, you would like to have, and you start looking at it like something that's unattainable, or you put it on a pedestal and like you create this separation, you have to start bringing the life you want closer to your own reality. And you do that by accepting the things you want, not creating the separation. So it's very important that you change your approach when it comes to money. So just to wrap up this episode, understand that negative events, when you react to negative events, this induces a shift to negative lifelines. So you have to be aware of that. By becoming aware of your surroundings or the information you put in, you have to stop negative information. So do not allow negative information into your layer, into your life, into your brain, into your thoughts. Your thoughts are energy. Your thoughts radiate energy that influence your reality. And do not allow, when I say do not allow negative information, does not mean strive to avoid, but rather to intentionally ignore and to express no interest. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have any question whatsoever, do not hesitate on reaching out to me through the podcast itself, or you can also text me on my Instagram. That's the only social media platform I have. I'm going to leave it on the description of this podcast. So I hope you have an amazing day, rest of the day, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.